Hello, 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 and a good evening to you all. It is my last episode of Ava on Air for the semester, and I'm coming at you hot on this rainy day as Ava Autry, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. First time I'm going to say that for the show, for the semester. It's kind of sad, kind of depressing, but you know, this time had to come, unfortunately. Here we are, finally. Of course, the rain poured on me for my last show. The sky was crying as well. I'm a little upset about it, too. But it happens. So you just heard Down the Line by Remy Wolf, and this is a song I've played before, just like every other song you'll be hearing tonight. So the premise of tonight's show is that pretty much everything will be one song from each of the playlists that I've done for the show each semester, this semester, not each semester. So Down the Line was a song I played from on the very first show of this semester, my very first Ava on Air ever, back in September, I think. Yes, it was September, when I was completely virtual and I did not come into the studio ever. And yeah, that is one of the first songs I'm playing. And then up next, I have some Benet, which is a song that was pretty popular among my sweet mates when they heard it for the first time, my friends slash sweet mates, which is Snail by Benet. So I'll have Snail coming at you right now, and then a little throwback, and then, of course, some Maud Latour. You'll be hearing some Tufts artist, Ella Jane, as well. It'll be great. I'm excited for this lineup, and I just know I'm going to be air guitaring it all night. I will see you guys soon.
Speak my mind.
her everywhere. As she told me, it can break your heart out and put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. I found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day. You know, it's so unusual for me to carry on this way. I tell you, I can't sleep at night.
Gonna get hurt this weekend, cause you and I ended, and you like new beginnings too much. I mentioned that I hope we stay friends, but I regret what I said, cause I heard what you told Emma. Damn, I really hate your guts. I hate all your friends, and I miss you so much, but I blocked all your texts. Wow, this party sucks, so I'll run and get my coat, and then you walk through the door. Who invited you, babe? I can't see you anymore.
Slipping through the cracks.
I just wanted to start this with some shout outs. One of them will be to my grandma. Hello, Grandma Laverne. Thank you for listening. You are the famous owner slash sender of the light that occupies a very large space in our suite. We love the light. She's very important and very dear to all of us. So, real Laverne, we thank you for Laverne, the light. Thank you very much. And my second shout out of the night will be to someone who is very, very special, a very special listener, and that is to Miss Katie Caster. And your lovely boyfriend, Tommy, has ordered this announcement to be said, and he wanted me to tell you that I, on behalf of him, slash my own self, because I'm very proud of you guys, happy, happy anniversary soon, and also happy early birthday. I hope you have a wonderful birthday. I hope it is warm and sunny. I don't know if you'll still be here at that point, but whether you be in Florida or Medford, I hope it's warm and sunny. And yes, I love you as well. And thank you for being a dear, dear listener. Thank you very much. So yes, you just heard Snail by Benet and then Too Late to Turn Back Now, which was a total code switch by Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose. And I played that one because, as I said, I'm going in a very particular order tonight. So you heard songs from show 1, 2, 3, and 4 so far. And show 3 was a show of throwbacks. I only played music from before, I think, 2010, but it was mostly 70s songs because the 70s hold a very special place in my heart as a musical era. And yes, you just heard all of those songs. And then you heard Furniture, code switching back to the regular, what you hear, by Miss Maud Latour, of course. And yes, those are songs that I love very much. I was jamming to Furniture, and you're about to be jamming to Hypnotized by Weston Estate, which is one of my other very favorite songs of all time. So I hope you enjoy. I'll check in with you after the next 3 songs, and I think by then we'll be on show 7 or 8. So hope you enjoy.
I was young when I met you from the jump. Never scared of being honest, where's the fun? And lying to you, baby, I would rather run than let you down because I knew you were the one. You're too good, you see. You got me rolling on the ground the way you look at me. And I've been trying to take you out just like I do in my dreams. Baby girl, no, baby girl, let me know. In the dry time, we would just get high. In the night time, we would live our lives. When you cry, it's bringing out your eyes. I feel so inclined to sympathize. Swear to God, you got me hypnotized. I swear, yeah. Who's the guy for you if it's not I? Thought I saw you, I can live a lie. Swear to God, you got me hypnotized. Until we meet again, the world might really end. Can we be more than friends? Can we just not pretend? I can live a lie.
I'm pleased to meet you. Happy today. Gotta ask a question. Will you be my baby, my baby? I got things to say, things to say. Oh, oh.
Sorry for the mess, clearly trying to impress. This is nothing I profess, no worries, you're fine. She rushes to pick up the clothes, set adjustment on the floor. We sit on the edge of a bed and we talk for a while. Do you think she has seen? I'm captivated by her speech. Or is she clueless? Clueless of all of the things I used to say. Well, I hope she's clueless.
could change. Ooh. I've been hiding from a friend, feelings I've tried to forget. Tell me, could you even imagine a type? The type to find a way around what's being said. If I had the guts, I'd go nuts for your hand in mine. Do you think she has been reciprocating everything? Or is she clueless? Clueless of all of the things I wish to say. Hope she's clueless. I feel no desire to try and explain, but I wonder what it could change. 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 If she wasn't clueless.
Now that is a song I really like. I think it's a great one. So happy to play it. I'm so happy to hear it. Ugh, I just love it. I sang along in the studio. We love a good mid-alto to soprano-ish range. You know, it's the only time I can sing around these parts. Oh, don't tell anyone I'm singing. I forgot that singing is banned. I've never sung a word on this campus in my entire life. Sorry. Oops. That didn't happen. Ah! Okay, well, you know, it did happen. And it's just going to be our little secret, you know? It's fine. We don't need to tell anyone. We don't need to tell the WMFO directors or Tony Monaco that I said that. So, you know, Tony Monaco has bigger fish to fry, quite literally, with Dottie, who is... Okay, well, let me tell you about Dottie. So basically, Dottie is a fish that Tony Monaco, the president of Tufts University, owns. And very many people on Facebook have taken issue with Dottie because they say that she is not being well taken care of. And this... quite frankly, is a lie. Tony Monaco is the best fish owner absolutely ever, and he bought Dottie specifically because she has a disability and he wished to care for her. And so a lot of the complaints registered on Facebook were that she doesn't have enough environmental stimulation or whatever the heck they're saying. But if she had environmental stimulation, she's blind, so she would run into it and her broken tail would get caught on it. Clearly, this is something I'm very passionate about. I'm defending Tony Monaco on this till the end. And sorry for ruining the whole story, but it's going to be in the commencement issue of the Tufts Daily. Got to plug it. I know all the editors have worked very, very, very hard on it. Shout out Maddie. Shout out Megan. Shout out Ethan. Shout out Alex, whoever the heck. None of them are listening, but shout out to all of you guys. So, yes, in conclusion, Dottie... pour one out for Dottie. She's well-loved. She's well-cared-for. And Tony Monaco is a great fish owner. He's very passionate about them. And no one, not even the girl from the pre-veterinary school, can say anything about it because she just doesn't know the situation. So on that note, I'll be playing you Don't Swerve by Annie DeRusso. But before that, you heard Loving You by Thomas Heaton and then Clueless by Ellie Williams. And now you're going to be hearing Don't Swerve.
You drive me home, you don't swerve, but you're stoned. And I'll sit there quiet, wondering why my love for you's unrequited. Oh,
from the sound. Speak up, speak up, speak up, speak up loud. I hear what you're saying, but don't know what that's about.
Seeming real, money in my eye, so maybe I'm fixing. Come on. I'm fixing to die. But you know I love it when you hit the end and run around yelling. That's when I'm melting. It always happens so fast, and just like that, and just like that.
You'll never leave my mind. But why would you have to go?
You couldn't be the kind I could ever outgrow. Get a rise from you, and that's what I do, yeah. You know I love it when you do. You know I love it when you hit the bell and run around yelling. That's when I'm melting. When I'm melting.
Yeah, I know it's fine. That's all I can do. I know it's mine. Just to be around, that's all I can do. That's all I can do. You never leave my mind. Why would you have to go?
You couldn't be the kind I could ever outgrow.
You never leave my mind. Why would you have to go?
Hello again. I am back to read a, you know what time it is. It's, I always do it around 8:37 p.m., 8:40 approximately. It's time for a PSA. And today I'll be doing a PSA I'm not sure if I've ever done, but I'm doing it for a very special reason. And it is on dried fruit. You know, you gotta love some dried fruit. I think it's important for a balanced diet, and especially since I'm eating more and more and more vegetables instead of meat. I call myself jokingly a 75% vegetarian, and I genuinely think that's true. I know my mother has also been saying this for years, but I think I take the cake. I ingest meat on so rare a basis, it's kind of shocking and surprising sometimes. Sometimes I go like 3 or 4 days without eating meat, and I'm like, how did that happen? Hello? Hello? Did I have a chicken? Did I have a turkey? No, I didn't. And I've been perfectly fine with that. Maybe one day I will make the full switch to being a complete vegetarian. But for now, I enjoy a good chicken nugget and a good turkey sandwich and ever so rarely a cheeseburger. So on that, I'll be reading you the final PSA of the semester, which is about, of course, some dried fruit. So get excited for the dried fruit PSA. I'm lugging the book over to the best of my capability. Here it is. Oh, just knocked the mic. Sorry about that if it sounds a little wonky right now, but here you go. Dried fruit PSA. Eat me! There's a little picture of the fruit, and it is saying, eat me. And someone so nicely covered them in. And these fruits look a little anthropomorphic, if you know what I mean. I know anthro is an animal, but they look like people and they're fruit, and it's honestly kind of freaking me out. So on that, just have that in mind while I read you this PSA. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than a candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Woo! That was a lot of fruits to list. I didn't realize that there'd be a good 3 lines of fruits. Jeez, that was a mouthful. A fruitful. That was so funny. I'm just simply hilarious, always making good jokes on the radio. So next you'll be hearing a little bit of our very own Ella Jane. She is a tough student, but I don't know for how long because she has been signed to a label with many other successful indie artists, as I have oftentimes discussed. This is her most recent single called Bored and Blind. It's a very cool song. I really like it a lot, and her music video for it was amazing. It was astounding. She looked beautiful. It was very interesting. It had a very cool concept. So you'll be hearing Bored and Blind in just a second. But before that, you heard Don't Swerve by Annie DeRusso. And then you heard False Direction by Dayglow. Then Lava by Still Woozy. And so here is Bored and Blind for your ear enjoyment.
Honestly, I'm kind of burnt out. I've been waiting so long. I guess I've just been watching your mouth. Try to form the words of a love song. And honey, will you sing it for me? Get it stuck inside my head. Cutting letters out of a magazine. I'll write myself a ransom love note instead. Honestly, it's kind of my fault. I've been wasting my time, but I would rather watch you from miles away than be a little closer and bored and blind. And when I'm looking at you, everything disappears and loving gets a little bit lonelier. But loneliness was never my biggest fear. Well, I cannot fall in love with you.
die so soon, so soon. I cannot be this way with you. I cannot fall in love with you.
The kiss of Venus has got me on the pole. She scored a bullseye in the early morning glow. Then I asked her, have you read the paper? Okay, people talking about which side they're taking. And if you know them, baby, what's your take on it? Does it make you wanna leave? 'Cause I could look the other way for you.
The kiss of Venus has got me all. Talking inside no education, yeah. Now go to college, go find your major. Realize you're minor in the scheme of everything.
Hope you enjoyed those few. I know I certainly did. That was a hot lineup. We got Bored and Blind by Miss Ella Jane, then Say It by Maggie Rogers, and then finally The Kiss of Venus with Dominic Fike, and which was an album, I think at the beginnings of an album, it was the first single off of it, which is called Reimagine 3 by Paul McCartney, actually. So he's bringing in a lot of new artists to the scene, and he is kind of giving them a spotlight, new / established artist. And yeah, he's just working very closely with them, and I think it's a very interesting project so far, and I'm excited for the whole thing to come to fruition very soon. And as another alternate shout out, I'd like to say hi to my Aunt Beth. Thank you very, very much for tuning in with Miss Grandma Laverne. And I'm going to read the text on air that you just sent me because I think it's quite good. I enjoyed it very much. And quote unquote, this is Aunt Beth. OMG, you sound so great. Grandma just had me listen to you. And I said, thank you very much. And then, here's the kicker. Of course, loved your dried fruit dialogue, which is, as you know, is full of sugar and not good for you as real whole fruit. You know what? Aunt Beth said it best. She is a resident health nut, but in the best way possible, so she knows. So everyone, make sure you're eating your dried fruit in accordance and alongside with your real whole fruit, you know. Maybe throw a green apple in there, a banana, not all dried. It's not going to do the same thing for you as the real stuff, you know. In any case. So I'll be checking in one more time tonight. You'll be hearing three more songs from me. First is a Michelle song, which is a band that I have come upon pretty recently that I really like. And then a little Power Slide by Ryan Beatty. And then finally, of course, I'm closing on some Dua Lipa. I just had to do it, you know? I had to do it to him. So I'll check on you again in two songs. And here is Unbound by Michelle, one of my favorite Michelle songs. You'll be jamming right alongside with me.
Thank you. thinking about you all night.
His neighbors let us use the pool. He gave me pleasure underneath the water, and it felt so good. Now we're power sliding till the flat spots stop us. They call the cops on us. The time tick tocks, he dropped me off.
Summer's over when I die.
But that's not why I like it. No, 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 no. Now we share a couple cigarettes before we go to bed. And you got the plastic, that's fucking fantastic. Now we're power sliding till we can both pass out. You got the TV on
with the volume down for colors in the background.
Summer's over when I die. Can let go.
Been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that. I'm afraid of all the things it could do to me.
checking, but you and me every time.
Everyone before you was a waste of time. Hey, you got me. Center of attention, you know you can get whatever you want from me. Whenever you want it, baby. It's you in my reflection. I'm afraid of all the things it could do to me. If I would've known it, baby, I would've stayed at home. Cause I was doing better.
Unfortunately, I gotta end it there for tonight. I'm so glad. Thank you so much for everyone for listening. This has been such a great semester. I'm so happy that I was able to be in person. This is truly one of my favorite parts of my sophomore experience and my freshman experience as well. There's a weird tapping noise going outside. I don't know if you can hear that on the microphone. Kind of ruining my sentimental moment out here, but you know what?